Good morning, everybody. This is Judith Ake. I hope you're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. So, it's been a weird week. I feel like I just haven't had a chance to podcast, but I'm podcasting on my regular schedule. Like I said, Monday was overwhelming. I don't cry a lot around this disease. I don't cry a lot around this situation, the caregiving, but, I don't understand what we're doing. You know, when you preserve somebody and keep them alive, but they don't have any quality of life, it's like, what? Happy birthday. Like, what are we doing? And, you know, we've had a pretty calm week since Monday, but, you know, what's the point? I just don't get it. There's zero quality of life here. And I love my mom, and I know her well enough to know if there was a pill or something she could do to not wake up, she would totally be on board to do that. She hates everything about this. And sometimes she says stuff like, oh, I hate this. And I'm just like, I know you hate it. I hate it for you. You know, I don't particularly love going to the bathroom with you and cleaning you up and all the smells and the so much urine. I get it. I don't love it. And I hate it for you because I know how much you would hate this. You know, my mom was a very proud person and very stylish and very sophisticated. Like, you know, wiping her butt for her, man, she, you know, and even still, she'll be like, close the door. And I'm like, there's no one else here. So I don't know. It's just America is getting so much shit wrong. And I don't understand. We're supposed to be so smart. And I just don't get it. It's just cruel and terrible to watch somebody age and you can't do anything about it. And someone that I work with kept pointing out all these different advances in how long people live. So it's gone from something like 67 years to like 75 years in the last 20 years. And now the average age is going to go up even higher. I think within 5 years, it's going to be in the 80s. So the average person is going to live into their 80s, except they're not going to have any memory or any brain capacity. Like, what is the point of this? I don't know. I've said it a million times on this podcast, you can outlive your brain. So if you're young and you're, you know, drinking a lot and smoking a lot, stop right now, because your brain is going to be alive conceivably for many, many more years. And you need to preserve as much of it as possible. You are the ones that need to be starting taking supplements. You are the ones that need to be doing these not Neuralink. I don't want anything Elon Musk has. But you're the one that needs to be doing these neural programming games and all these things to keep your brain fluid. Because I'm telling you, I was having a friendly disagreement with one of my friends from high school yesterday. You know, I get it. Donald Trump is a horrible human being. I've never been a fan. But I'm not going to say that Joe Biden is a better human being simply because he's been in government for I don't know how long. We don't know these people. And I just kept saying to her, we don't know these people. I don't know Joe Biden. I know what him and Hunter were into is not good. You know, I know that Hunter's a crackhead and crazy, and he got his dad into some deals. I mean, it's been documented. I wasn't reading some wing nut paper. I was reading, like, The Guardian. You know, a respected journalistic periodical, you know. Periodicals. Remember when we used to call magazines periodicals? But, you know, it's like, seriously, why are we so... It's like a cult. Like, you just can't believe. Like, they're both too fucking old. And they're both corrupt. You can't be in government this long and not be corrupt. I'm sorry. And if we were objective about it, we'd already have a third party. you know, at least give us a fighting shot at people with some character. You know, I'm tired of watching these old people, and they won't go away. Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi, and they're also old, and they're all doing the same things, grifting. I don't know. I have never been more disheartened in something that I used to like than politics. I used to appreciate the sport of politics. When I was in D.C., you know, I had a professor at Howard, and he was like, listen, you need to know what's going on in the world. Pay attention to the news. Well, in D.C., local news was politics. And I got into it. I appreciated the sport of it. But it was different back then. You could disagree with each other all day and then go to dinner at night. Like, a lot of these people are friends. But now I don't think they are. But back then, it was like they all come from the same schools. And you just pick a party and you try to hammer things out. But now it's like so extreme. People are all in like this cult-like allegiance to these parties, and they're both super corrupt. I just don't understand. I really don't. So we were having a disagreement, and I get that she doesn't want Trump. And I'm like, well, Biden is not much better. He is old as dirt. Look up dirt and you'll see Biden. I don't understand, and I don't get what's going to happen. I really don't. But here we go. Right now, it looks like those are the two options that we have. Fannie Willis, I think she should just step down. I mean, listen, she is what I'm talking about. And I'm not saying, I mean, we could be conflating the issues. She could have been pointing out wrongdoing. But it's really hard to point out wrongdoing when you are doing things inappropriately. She is a perfect example of someone who needs to be impeccable. If you're going to point fingers, you got to be impeccable. You know, you can't let anything, any of your moves be pointed back to you like, well, wait, you've been doing this. You've been having an affair with, you know, come on. You have to be impeccable, and Black people especially. We need impeccability, and people are not impeccable anymore. There are a lot of folks that people think are great because they just haven't heard anything about them, but they're not great people. And we need to practice impeccability because it's long gone. So I was watching a video on TikTok yesterday about Elon Musk. I've never cared for Elon Musk. I really don't like what he's done to Twitter. But I've always thought he was just strange. I don't want Neuralink in my head. I thought Teslas were cool cars, but I think he manipulates the stock market and does weird things. And I don't know. I'm just not a huge Elon Musk fan. And there is a video of someone who says she was his nanny when he was growing up. And Elon had now this might, if you're not a super deep thinker or a spiritual person, or if you live in a very linear way, you're gonna hate this story and you're not gonna believe it, and that's fine. But I'm not that. I am an ethereal thinker. I do believe in other dimensions, and I believe deeply in other spiritual realms. So I believed her story. She was his nanny as a kid. He opened a portal in his bedroom and he began to walk through it. And she grabbed his arm and went through the portal with him. She was seeing all these mythical Egyptian creatures, like giant, you know, all the things you see like in ancient Egypt teachings, like the giant men with wolf heads, or, you know, they don't look like humans, but they have human features, but animal heads. And she said she was seeing all these things and holding on to Elon. And at some point, one of them was trying to harm her, and she called out for Jesus. And they let her go and escorted her out of the portal. And she claims that Elon then looked at her and said, "Why don't you like my friends?" And she felt very strongly that he was trying to kill her and feed her to this other world, these demons. And She's like, they used to call him something else. And now they started calling him Elon. But she remembered him and she was like, you know, she thinks he's basically a demon. So I found that fascinating because I don't care for him. And, you know how some people have like a gaydar. I don't have a great gaydar, but if you make my gaydar go off, then you're probably super gay. You know, I don't have a great one for that. But I really do pick up on like dark energy, demonic, just things that don't feel right. I don't always have a word for it, but like when people's energy is off or weird, and there's something about him to me that seems off or weird. And people be like, oh, everybody says that he's autistic. Okay. I don't know what, it's beyond autism. There's something very, very different about Elon Musk to me. I don't know what it is. And, you know, someone said in the comments, like, well, he's never given me human vibes. And I think he gives me bad human vibes. I don't think Elon Musk is a good person. And I hadn't even heard the portal in the bedroom story. I mean, there's something detached from reality. A lot of people think he's an alien. Like, for real, real talk, people think he is an alien. So, I don't know. We live in very interesting times, and I feel like things are starting to get revealed, that there's so many layers, and we're missing them because we've been trying to live this linear, punch the clock, buy a house, drive a car existence. And that's just not what that's not at all. That's not all of it in totality. There's more to it than that. And you need to develop your spiritual muscles. And we are in spiritual warfare. I mean, it just seems so obvious. And I used to rebuke that language, but there is something that is dark that is gripping people. And you know, you need to just get prayed up and really, really be a person of spiritual integrity, because it's the physical stuff is one thing. But I think all of this violence, all of this hatred, all of this low energy is a symptom of spiritual sickness. And all of it is sort of manifesting into illness, manifesting into unrest, manifesting into no peace and unwellness because of the spiritual stuff. I really do. And I just sussed that out right now talking, but I feel like there is a spiritual war going on, and some of us are aware and are spiritually armed for the battle, put on the whole armor of God. You know what I mean? Like, some of us are there and some of us are just like, doo 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 doo. You just got to decide. You got to decide. So, yeah, I know. What else was I going to say? I do believe what I said on Monday too, which is, there is a decision or a series of decisions that you have made. There are beliefs that you hold that are keeping you back. If you're unhappy with your life, there is something that you've done or said that we can trace it back to that moment and that belief system that keeps you from having the success you want in your life. I think it keeps you from getting healthy. I think it keeps you from seeing the world in a different way. You know, I think those are the things that hold you back. And I'll be honest, there is no universe where I should be able to do all the things that I have to do and thrive. Other than that, I meditate and I pray. And I allow those things to wash over me and I receive them. It's no good to pray and then don't receive the energy or the message. It's no good to meditate and then you don't receive the calming benefits of it. You have to commit. You have to commit to a practice of these things. And I'm not perfect at it, but I do have a commitment to try to do it regularly, daily. Well, I pray all the time, but like meditation, I really have to take time. So like if I wake up in the middle of the night, I might meditate. You know, if I wake up first thing in the morning, I usually try to meditate. It's important. You need to change the calibration of your brain. And you need to receive the downloads that come from a good meditation. There's not a question you could ask that the universe won't answer. But you got to receive the answer. And I think that is super important. All right, everybody. I can't stress enough. I noticed there was something that made me think, I was talking to somebody or there was something going on. And I was like, yep, people are starting. Oh, I've been selling more copies of my book. I have a very basic introductory guide of CBD oil for dementia caregivers, how to help your dementia patient. And I mean, I haven't promoted it very much, but I am selling units. And I think it's because people are getting older and we have a new year and we got people who are ticking into their 70s and 80s. And it's like, wait a minute, something doesn't seem quite right. And if you're noticing aggression, if you're noticing the person's not sleeping or the person is in pain, CBD oil is a great place to start. My mom does not like tinctures. Trying to get that under her tongue would be a nightmare. So I give her CBD caramels. But the book is a basic how to get started. And it really does, you know, it emphasizes talk to your doctor. Get a team in place. Yes, my mom has had several doctors, and each one I tell them that I give her CBD, and they're like, okay. Because they either are open-minded enough to know that it works, or they're like, yo, but no one said don't do it, because it works. And there are very few medical drugs that have the same benefits and aren't addictive, you know. And all these drugs they throw at you, some of them really aren't even designed for dementia. The side effect might be sleeping. Seroquel, one of its biggest side effects was death, so I was happy to get her off of that. And it also didn't work that great. The trazodone has worked the best for sleeping. It really has. But it took a lot of experimentation to get to that combination of trazodone and CBD. And you're going to have to figure all those things out yourself. But the book is under Judith A. Culp. It's on Amazon. It's the, I forgot the name of it already, but it's basically CBD oil for dementia care, for caregivers of people with dementia, something like that. But if you type in, if you want to search Judith A. Culp dementia CBD, it should pull it right up. But yeah, I'm one of the few people in the space, I think. At least I was when I wrote it. And I actually could probably write another book, because I did that very early in my CBD journey. I've been mixing and matching and really doubling down on CBD with my mom for... we started in 2023 in January. It's just been about a year full time. We started January 2023, and I wrote a book because it was so helpful immediately with sleep. But, you know, we've covered a lot of ground since then, too. So, anyway, check it out. I think people are aging, and people are looking for answers. I'm telling you. All right, everybody, have an amazing day. Take care of yourselves. We are already... Good grief. We are already deep into February. It's almost over. Got 7 more days. 7 whole days. It's a leap year. All right, everybody. Be your best. Take care. And not-